In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The parable we heard starts well. The owner of the vineyard hires workers, and they agreed upon a price, 1 denarius a day. For the wage of that time, it is very well paid. And the householder kept calling the workers to his vineyard. The first audience of the good Lord certainly understood that the last workers called to the vineyard are the Gentiles who enter the church in the last stage of the history of salvation. The vineyard of the Lord in the Old Covenant is the house of Israel, and this mystery is fulfilled and complete with the church founded by Christ and the apostles. The householder of the vineyard keeps calling to his vineyard. The general vocation to the sanctification in the church is still there. The price is still generous and beyond our natural expectation, salvation. Church history and the life of the saints are full of examples of various vocations called at different times of one's life. Still, the generous answer imports more than the time of the day. St. Augustine answered after the 6th hour, what fruits were brought in this second half of his earthly life. St. Therese of Little Flower, raised by Louis and Zélie Martin, was called in the first hours of the day. She obtained the conversion of a criminal sentenced to death, Louis Zamperini, who showed repentance, contrition just before the execution. This man was called at the 11th hour of his life. Mystery of vocation. The parable applies also for the vocation we receive. The good Lord called the apostles for the ministry and some chosen souls to a perfect life. And we see the difference between the sadness of the rich young man and the joy of St. Mary Magdalene. Mystery of hope. The price is generous. The means to obtain it are granted as long as we answer on a daily basis faithfully to the call we received. Do you know that those who run in a race all indeed run, but one receives the prize? Not that salvation is a race against the neighbor, but a race against our patience, our nature grieved by the original sin. What remained after baptism erased the sin and gave us sanctifying grace. The apostle is not in contradiction with the parable of today's gospel. He describes how we spend the hours of the workday, how we spend the years of our lives since we answered the call, in our childhood or later. Just like a runner who entered in the race, who must put an effort to achieve it. Let us pray for one another, so receiving the same doctrine and sacraments, we persevere, and after this exile, we receive the reward of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.